Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North. And we're going to be talking about child custody. I've been reading set up last night. Greg Pound has been a guest on the show, and he's going to be on today, and a couple other people that I don't know haven't. They've got some stories. But this is, regardless of what you think of Christmas, Christmas is still a holiday, and I don't have a family, but you go out and you see all of the people, that's happy, and it's a different atmosphere, and you see these families with their children. I went to the restaurant this morning now that I got my quote driver's license back. Make the corporate state. I have a writ of certiorari sitting into the Supreme Court that's been docketed to see if they're going to actually accept it or not, because that's all conditional. We don't have a court system anymore. It's gone. Our constitutional republic's gone. It's all there. It's just that everybody has went through the portal, the time zone here, portal into the land of Oz. Like there was an article yesterday in the Anchorage Daily News about women that for several million dollars will marry you. And the amount and the percentage in the when they get up to into the 30, I guess women start to get a little bit concerned, was up around 74%. And I said, that's just really not what I thought marriage was all about. And then they also polled them that they seem to think that they're probably going to get divorced, so it's just like a career change. And there's a lot of men that will marry for money. That was in this too. And I said, it's just it shocks the conscience. I mean, guys, it wasn't even it entered my mind. When I married the first time, I was too young, and I divorced the lady because I didn't really love her, and I married the second gal, Cheryl Ann Cook, and God, she was the love of my life, and unfortunately, I stacked a motorcycle up, wasn't experienced enough, we didn't have any helmets on, and she didn't survive. But I can't imagine marrying somebody for money. When that gets in your body, your heart, it just takes the wind out of your, it's just unbelievable. What love does to your whole lifestyle. I mean, there's a strength there that can't be bought, it can't be imitated or anything. And then with people, this goes to show how far the moral decadence has gone in our country. If you will, you can be a gigolo or you can be a high paid prostitute and you just make it legal. I mean, you start figuring out the money for each time that this service is provided. They're one of the highest paid people out there. You just can't believe that this is going on in America. You tend to think these things are maybe going somewhere else in the world. But I just can't, I can't fathom. I stayed up last night. Gregory Pound sent me the original documents, and I scanned them, and I set up last night, and I'm reading all this stuff, which we'll go into some of this on these courts, and this whole thing, this kidnapping, holding children for ransom, and selling them into slavery, is going on in America. And nobody seems to care. And very few people know. The only people that are concerned are the people that have had their children kidnapped. And they don't have the knowledge to fight the system because they don't know it's all rigged. It's all an illusion. It's like going to a magic show. We'll be back in a minute, and Greg's online, and we may have some other guests come in, so stay tuned, and you'll be shocked.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, back with the Ralph Winterode Show out of Alaska. And I just had a couple more. We've got a couple guests here. Give me just a second. And like I say, you know, when I lost Cheryl, I just, you know, you just cannot fathom the pain. When you actually have somebody that you know, your life's partner. Now, if we relate that to and move that over, I've never had any children, because I didn't marry until I married Kim, and then of course, she got divorced because she couldn't stand the stress, because they just pound on me unmercifully. You know, after about 15 or 20 stops, when it gets up to 20 or 30 stops and the cops around you and guns are the hands on the guns, and they haul you off, keep hauling you off to jail and bringing false charges, most people aren't up for that. And she couldn't handle the stress, and we're still great friends. But it's best, because the road that I'm walking, I need to not have anybody they can grab a hold of. I got two cats. I'll fight for them, but they're not people. But anyway, I just can't fathom. Imagine just all of a sudden, at some intake, a school, a hospital, a neighbor that's pissed at you, all of a sudden they just come and take your children. It's gone. And it's all rigged. They have quota systems. This is just like Nazi Germany. They come, they don't do it, they just randomly knock at the door because maybe of your race. They need these children. It's all for money. and sex and power, and they take your children. So here we come up to the holidays, and you walk into the room if you have your house left, if you haven't lost your house, because usually they take you down financially with you by these attorneys, and they're in on the system. The judges are in on it. The DCF people's in on it. The governor's in on it. Most of the politicians are in on it or don't want to know. So you walk into a room. There's no child. What would you do? What would you do? When they take our families apart, when they pick on children, that's the worst of the worst of the demons, of the demonic, the evil side. It doesn't get any lower. When you take children out of the home, you kidnap them and raffle them off for money and sell them into slavery. And they don't want to be there, you don't want to be there, and nobody did anything wrong. Of course, there's a few children that are abused. We always do it under the cover for the best interest of the child. You betcha. Hoo-ha. Anyway, I have Greg Pound on today. Are you there, Greg?
I'm here, Ralph.
And Leo Thompson, I guess you're on the line, too?
No, it's Thomas, sir.
Thomas. Oh, I'm sorry. What's the last name?
Thomas. T-H-O-M-A-S.
T-H-O-M-A-S?
Yes.
Okay, and first name is Leo?
First name is Leo.
Okay, great. Well, Greg, do you know Leo? Have you talked?
Yeah, Leo went ahead and called me yesterday. And I called him back today, and I was hoping that we could listen to his wife. Leo and his wife are from Italy.
No. My wife is from Greece.
Greece, okay.
And I'm a Armenian, first-generation Armenian.
Okay, well, I would like to have your wife. They've taken their grandchildren, and I'd like to first, if the listeners could hear what happened to her when she was a little girl, and how the Germans came in and what they did, and how she sees what America is doing today in Florida to the families. If we could let your wife, would you mind, Leo, if your wife gets on here?
I sure would. Just hold on 1 second. I'll put her on.
Okay. And as we listen to what happened to her when she was a little, when the Germans came in,
yes.
Nazi Germans.
Okay. My name's Mrs. Sharon Thomas. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We married with my husband 51 years. You understand me?
Uh-huh, 51 years.
Yes. Okay, I have 4 kids and I have 6 grandkids. We excellent parents, excellent grandparents. And my kids have kids. They love them very much. They treat the kids. They give a lot of love. They take them to the church, Greek Orthodox church, like I did. So they follow my footsteps, my religious. So anyway, none of them, all of them love their kids. But my this daughter, the last one, her name Denise, mm-hmm. She have her last baby. He's almost 3 years old next month, 11th of January. So the ex-husband make false allegations, lie. So the time the baby born, he was second day in a hospital, and her ex-husband call up, and he put his ex-wife, call the hospital. He say, you better take this baby because she's dangerous to her baby. Second day. So the child agencies, the family continuity, they rush to the hospital. My daughter feeding the baby. And they grab the baby from her breast. Excuse me for my expression. She grab it and they take it away. And at the same time, we came, the family, to celebrate second day. And I see they take the baby. I see what he's doing. So my daughter's crying. She said, well, he's taking my baby. I've not done nothing. She crying. So they take the baby like a stopper, like Germans. I mean, I go through with the Germans in Greece. I was a little girl, 7 years old, and since I walk a straight line, I put one step on the right side, so the German Gestapo come in front of me, and he's put a machine gun in my stomach. So I helped my aunt because I was orphan. And I have my father, my mother was dead at the time. And my father was home, and my aunt taking me for shopping to the city. So the German put a machine gun in my stomach, and my aunt go, she not speak German, she speak Greek. She go down her hand and knees, and she crying. She say, please, I don't know if they don't understand her, but they see the tears on her face, her eyes. She say, please leave the girl. She don't know. She don't know better. Please. And some way he grabbed the gun out of my stomach. I was shaking like a leaf. 7-year-old little girl. I was shaking.
That's what they're doing now.
So like that's what they're doing. I feel like it. Here, I thought I'm get out of it. Like the Germans. Here's this worse. Here's his voice. This is the Gestapo. This is the dictator. They come to your house for no reason. My daughter, first of all, she was innocent. She not do nothing. They take the baby like Gestapo. He have two police, and this one, the one from the children's department, she come over there. She thought she Gestapo from Germany, and they take the baby. To take it from my daughter's arms, she's fearing the baby. They not, and they same day with the stitches, they get it, she go in the court, she bleeding in the ground. You understand?
Oh yeah.
She's bleeding and she go in the front and the judge, she say judge and done nothing. So they take the baby. They say we're gonna give the baby some of your relatives. So if my daughter, my other daughter, all the story, not take the baby in her house, they like to take the baby to give it a foster and to sell it.
And they're still trying to.
And they start. They're still doing same thing now. They because the baby fall down. I'm gonna finish the Gestapo too. The baby fall down in my bedroom. She tried to put the baby in the crib. So some way he sleep over in the bed. Next month he's going to be 3 years old, 11th of January, okay? And the baby fall down, and he have like a spiral, like where he's to his leg, fracture. So they say, come up, another doctor, no specialist, but the continuity, the family continuity, nurse, what from the service department, she say 99% it is intentionally. Just a minute, who's supposed to be? To first of all, she's not doctor to say that. You know why? Because they have their eyes, they like it. I'm taking this baby to solid.
Okay, ma'am.
Making money.
Ma'am, your husband will be able to explain what happened here, and we'll be able to understand him a little bit clearer. But what she's saying, exactly what she said earlier today, she's saying that America has become just like the Gestapo.
I'm like Gestapo, like in Germany. Yes, Gestapo, like a dictator country. You know, this is not American anymore. I'm so scared. If I don't have grandkids, if I don't have kids.
I was disconnected there for a little bit. Your daughter, what actually transpired? What was the incident that they took the baby away from?
Well, Ralph,
what
I think it'd be better for husband to explain it because we can understand him. He will go ahead and explain it.
Here, I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's what happened. She was ready to put him in bed on a Friday night. He was about
how old is the child?
The child is not quite 3 years old.
A boy or a girl?
Boy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you've heard of terrible twos, right? You can't sort of control them. They get real agitated, right? So about on a Friday night, about 11:15, she was ready to put him in bed. He started jumping on top of the bed. And she tried to get a hold of him. He ran across the bed, and all of a sudden, he went across the bed onto the floor. He got his leg caught inside the the footboard of the bed.
Hold your thought there. I hear the music. We got to go to break, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We're back from break here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, Ralph Winterode Show, and the issue is the kidnapping, ransoming, and slavery of children in America today. And Leo was telling us about, I guess it's your grandson, is that correct?
Yes, let me give you a fast resume about my life, okay? And then I'll get back what I was telling you. I was born in 1932. I was in the Navy in 1949 to 1951. I joined the Army during the Korean War. I was in the Korean War from 52 to 54. And then I worked as a meat cutter the rest of my life. And then until about 1985, I got a job at MacDill Air Force Base. I got a job working over there. I worked, had a secret clearance. I worked for the military during Desert Storm. And I retired in 1994 after 10 years of service. I had 10 years. Okay, then I will get back what I was telling you about. We're about the child. He jumped off the bed, and his foot got caught in the footboard of the bed, in between the front of it, and he twisted it. And then for the first day, I called the local pharmacy. He told me to put ice on it and heat. That's what we did. And then I didn't like the way it looked, because it looked swollen. The next day, I took him to the hospital Sunday, which was about a day and a half. When I got to the hospital, immediately they called the Child Protection Agency, and then they called the Sheriff Department, and then they opened up an investigation, and then they called the sheriff, the nurse that works for the Sheriff Department. She comes in there, she reads the x-ray, looks at the x-rays, and says that in her report, she says, I'm 99% positive that this did not happen by an accident. It was intentionally done.
and then opened up another case for my grandson, which I had to hire an attorney, which cost us a lot of money, and then it's an ongoing thing. This has been going on for several years, from the first child she had to this child here, and we've been putting out money left and right because her ex-husband didn't like the idea because she went after him for child support. He was married two times, never paid child support for his first wife or second wife, and then he had a girlfriend, had a baby from her, never paid child support to her. So when my daughter went after him for child support, he got mad and everything. So he started bringing up bogus charges against her, calling up the hotline and trying getting her in trouble. He even called up the hotline and said, "I'm her husband, and I want to baker act her." He baker act her, and they took her down to the place where they check you out, and they said there was nothing wrong with her. And this thing has been going on and on, and I'll tell you one thing, I am ashamed to be living in America and calling this America anymore, because this is not America. Everybody I talk to, we talk to people overseas and everything, they all said that they can't stand America because what they're doing, and it's all over the world. This is not just here in Florida or the United States. And I am ashamed, serving the country during the Korean War and also working for the government. Within the last 10 years I worked, I do not respect what they're doing, because that's all it is about money. Money, money, money.
See, they're capitalizing on our problems. Instead of helping people with problems, they come in and take advantage of the problem. It's like you're broken down in the middle of the desert with your car, and some mechanic comes along, and they capitalize on the situation you're in. Our government now is taking advantage of the people when they're in trouble. Now, Ralph can explain to you these contracts, these cooperative agreement contracts, and how they're using these to come in and to destroy what's left our children. I mean,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but Ralph, there's a deputy that was charged with 30 charges in Pasco County, 30 charges. He was put on a leave for 1 year, and they still paid him, and he got raises during that time. And after that was all finalized, the internal affairs investigation, they put him back on the force, and he's still working now as a deputy.
What was he charged with?
You tell me what's wrong with that picture.
Well, the bottom line is, first of all, the police have no police power anymore. We have no government. We lost it after the Civil War, and we have a moral decadence going on in our country today. It's all an illusion. It's like this party that comes out and makes this determination. One person says, nope, this is the way it is. And then you go to court, and you think that something's going to happen in that court. You think you're going to enter some evidence. No, the issue is not about evidence.
That court is in there to do one thing. Be quiet, you're contempt of court.
Well, what they do is they don't want to hear evidence. All they want to do is the party that made this decision says, oh, look at there, you're guilty. And then what they want you to do is either admit or deny. That's what it says right in the CPI, in their operating procedures manual, as they go through it. They're not interested in the evidence.
Well, the first case that my daughter had, she had a public defender, and he told her, just plead no contest, and it'd be easy for you. You just have to do a few things for case plan, and you'd be better off. She did that, and she made a big blunder. She made a big mistake because they threw the book at her.
Well, see, what they do with these, how this whole thing works is there are, did you ever see, have you ever seen the initial movie, the original Time Machine movie?
No.
Well, it's where this person goes up into the future and he gets up there and they've had a major war, and there's Eloy and there's the Morlocks. And the Morlocks live underground, and the Eloi are above, and everything is provided for them. They have a controlled atmosphere, the food, the clothing, and Yvette Mimieux is in this. She stars as the actress, but there's somebody drowning. She's drowning in the river, and nobody cares. And, I hear the music again here, so that was a short one. So hold on a minute, and I'll be back, and then I'll relate the story of what I'm trying to tell you that's going on here. So, stay tuned, and we'll be back in a minute. We got a long segment next.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Ralph Kermit, Winter Road II, back with the Ralph Winter Road Show, Truth Seeker out of the far north. Got Greg Pound on and Leo Thomas and his wife. We're talking about the kidnapping, ransoming, and slavery in America. I'm telling you, it's just like Hitler Germany. We've figured out a good way to do it right in front of people, and seems like nobody cares. That's what seems astounding. And
Ralph,
anyway,
excuse me.
Go ahead, Leo.
It says also, this is from the affidavit of the court in Pasco County. It says, the child has been abused, abandoned, and neglected, or in immediate danger of illness or injury as a result of abuse, abandonment, and neglect, which is an outright lie. The home situation presents a substantial immediate danger to the child, which cannot be negated by the provision of preventive services, which is outright lie, because they checked my home before they put the child in my home. The child's been in my home almost 3 years. The child cannot safely remain at home because there are no preventive services that can assure the safety of the child. And this is what in the home of, and they put the child in my older daughter's home, and this was done by the woman by the name of Sarah Powell of Pasco Sheriff's Office.
See, that's a standard form. I have this
she
form
is the same. Excuse me. She is this. I don't mean to interrupt you. She's the same woman that came out to my house. She looks like a teenager. She came out to my house and looked at the room where the child had fallen. And in her own words is what. In her own words is what my wife will tell you. What she told my wife. Here's my wife.
Hello? Anyway,
yes,
she comes, she look in my room, and she say exactly, she look at the room, she say, oh, that's what it is for. He said, that's what it is for. I say, it happened too fast. I say to her, she say, this is fall. Fall down, he's jumping, and he fall down, he's stuck, he say, oh, she say, that's what, he say, for your protection, that's what he's fall hurt himself. He say, I'm gonna tell my, the crew and everything to the judge what happened. So we go to the court, and nobody say, I was, the time the baby fall down, I was in the room with my daughters dry to put in the baby in the bed, in the crib, and I was same room, and I was same room, and she said to me, for your protection, that's what it is for done. So after that, the court done, I said, how come you not get up, Sarah? Her name is Sarah Powell. I said, Miss Sarah Powell, I said, why you not get up, tell to the judge what happened? I said, they don't call me to testify in a court what happened in a... She say, well, they don't call me neither. To this day, now, she keep the secret to herself. She don't say nothing. Another now, they crucify my daughter, and I was in the room. And in other words, they lie to take my grandson. Maybe they have plans to sell my my grandson because he's good-looking boy. And maybe they have mind to take it to sell it around my dead body because it look like... That's why the Hitler, the German, I feel like it. I mean, I'm not in America anymore. Honest to God, I call my people in Greece, and I feel I'm in America. I say, my sister's is over there in Sparta. I come from Sparta, Greece. And I say, honey, I say, I don't feel like it. She say, we feel same way. This is not same America we know before. They say to
you
me.
You know, it's not good. Can I talk to your husband again?
Okay, here he is.
Yeah, Ralph.
Yeah, so I guess what we're hearing here, Leo, is she came out there. Tell me again, in your words, I'm having a little trouble understanding.
She came out here and to look at the area where the boy fell off the bed. And
right.
She looked at it and looked at the footboard in front of the bed. There's an opening about a little gap about maybe about 3 or 4 inches. And when he jumped off the bed, he landed in between there and twisted his leg. And
mm-hmm.
She said, oh, she showed my wife. She says she pointed to the area. She said, that's where he hurt himself. She said, for your own protection, she says, I'm going to put that down. And
yes.
she never did put anything down in her report.
How old was she?
The woman? Oh, she
yeah.
couldn't. She probably about 24, 25 years old.
Yeah, see, and
exactly. But what I did, I took pictures of the area, the whole room, and in the opening where the child fell through, and I'm going to use this as evidence.
See, Ralph, what he's doing is the same thing I've done for 3 years, is tried to say, I mean, this was an accident. Just like a dog bite, our daughter got accidentally bit by someone else's dog. And you try to explain it to him, and it doesn't, and you sit in there, and these people think, after over and over again, this man's invested all of his money. They're taking all of his pension money, everything he's worked for. They know through his Social Security number how much money he has. His daughter's going through all kinds of trauma, being separated from her child, and it's just. But they don't care because of the money they're making.
And they won't even have her see the child for 2 hours. They gave orders. They said that your daughter has been found staying at your daughter's house. I said, my daughter lives with me. She don't stay in my older daughter's house where the child is. She said, no. She said, she stays over there. So we had a fight in the court about that. And then they got down to it and said that, we'll let her see him 2 hours a day. Now she just sees him just 2 hours a day because the guardian, Elium, which I don't know where they found this agency, and they claim that they do this free. And they go around checking people's homes and everything. They actually went into her home, two of them, at 8:30 in the morning. They knocked on the door and they went into my daughter's home the other day. Just like, you mm-hmm. know, like they can come anytime they want it. Just came in the home and stayed for 2 hours and questioning my daughter left and right, you know, asking her all kinds of questions.
Well, let me
wrong with
go
the
back
picture.
To my...
There's something wrong with this picture. I mean, this can't be going on in this country, because if it keeps on going on, there's going to be a revolution in this country. Believe me.
Well, the people don't understand that what's really going on. The judge isn't a judge. The cop ain't a cop. And this party here, CPI person that comes out, they're not qualified. They don't work for you. They're hired guns, and they all work for money. You can't fire them. You have no means to control them.
Well, our attorney we hired, he tells us, you don't go against them. You work with them, because if you go against them, they'll make it hard on you. Well, we went along with them, and they're making it still hard on us.
What they do is the state hires independent contractors. Now, I don't know about your county over there, but in Pinellas, it's the YMCA.
Same way. The YMCA, Guardian of Liberty, and the Child Protection Agency, and the Sheriff Department, and who else? I don't know how many more.
Yeah, what's that? Greg, what's that other name they use for the YMCA users, child?
Safe Joan Coalition, and he's talking about the Guardian at Litem. He's talking about the Guardian at Litem, Safe Joan Coalition. The case managers is what he's dealing with. The exact same thing. He's in Dunedin. He's just down the road. He's just the next town down.
I'm in Newport Richey.
Newport Richey.
Right.
Okay, well, what they're doing is and that's what I was going to relate to you about the time machine, is that they're taking children, and these people in the, everything was taken care of, and they didn't understand what was going on, and they would turn on the air raid siren, and the Eloy would go into the air raid place, and then they'd turn it off, and this is how they got their inductees because the Morlocks, which lived underground, were cannibals. Now, how this system works, the inductees, where they get the children, because they have a money system, they have a quota system. They have to figure out a way to kidnap children, but they have to have cover. They get them from the schools, from a bruise, any complaint. They get them from any hospital injury that goes in, anything. And the way the system is set up, anything that could have been prevented is child abuse.
They get a bonus.
That's why we have accidents, right?
Right.
So anything comes under the guise of a child abuse. And this is the way that these guys operate. And they get in there, and then they have this Safe Child Coalition, which is nothing more than a program of the YMCA. It's an independent contractor. This is the way the state tries to stay hands-free so that you can't sue anybody. Well, we hired an independent contractor, and then they give them a quota. You got to adopt out 279 children. You can only have 1,373 over 12 months. And you can have 95% of them in, but 5% of them we can be sexually abused. Anytime they go to the hospital, there has to be a report from the parent. Now, if a child care or somebody, one of these foster home people, bring them in, you're not to do the report. So because this is the way we protect the issue, and they say, well, it's just a poor choice of caregiver. This is how they can abuse children, take them to the hospital, and then the hospital doesn't do the report. Now, if a parent comes in, everything in Alaska, it's every child under 6 years old, it's mandatory they fill out a report. There is no getting around it. It is absolutely mandatory that they do it. And when you start reading these contracts and these quota systems, what they're doing is this one person, this teenager or this young gal, she is the judge, jury, and everything, and her job depends on taking children into the system. That's the way it works. If she didn't take any system, now I'm reading here on page 10. It says right here, this is one of their things on the abuse neglected. It says, when it cannot be ruled out that abuse or neglect occurred in the home, cannot be ruled out. So therefore, you're guilty. You are automatically guilty. And you have no means to protect yourself, because when you attempt to go into the court, there's no calling of evidence. There's no sworn evidence. affidavits, and there's no trial by jury to make something people come in and prove all these things. You're guilty until proven innocent. And at the arraignment that they have, they actually, it's in this document that I have, the only thing they want to know is either admit or deny that it happened. This young lady, call her a lady, said, you're guilty. Now, you either admit or deny it, or you volunteer for it. And if you don't admit or deny, well, most people are going to deny because I didn't do that.
Right.
That's not what happened.
Right.
Because we're taught to tell the truth.
Right.
And so you deny it. Well, they say, well, Lord, we're going to get you, so we're going to keep the child. And then 28 days later, they have another hearing. And if the judge allows evidence in at his discretion, he makes a, quote, findings of fact. Well, like in Greg's case, they listen to the one side, and they that's it. No, we're done. Greg, no, we don't want to hear your side. It's over. So there's this kid's go. So now it automatically goes, and the Supreme Court has ruled that that is the end of that part. Now the best interest of the child. Now the best interest of the child is in an independent contractor that has quotas. They have to kidnap. They have to have so many children kidnapped. They have to keep so many kids in, like the one down in Pinellas County is a $125 million contract. There's a 10% penalty clause if they don't meet their quotas. That's one of the penalty clauses. If they don't do what's going on?
What does he live on?
That's
true. How do we get rid of them? Let me ask you a question.
Well, first of all, I'm writing this all up with the documentation. And then once you get armed with the evidence, the people have to get their politicians and these judges. These judges are bought and paid for. There's a contract with them for performance. There's a contract behind the scenes with the court system. They're really an independent contractor because the ones with the YMCA, the sheriff department is contracted. They're independent contractors. When they come out and kidnap your child, they're an independent contractor.
So what you're saying, nothing they're doing is legal, is that correct?
Absolutely. It is. All it is Gestapo tactics. It's a means to it's an intake system to kidnap children so that we can feed the pedophiles, the hobos, the people who want to abuse them, and also the money system so we can sell them into slavery.
Well,
is this anything to do with politics? I mean, a certain party is in office, and this is
no. It's across
who's
both
in office,
lines. It is social engineering. We are going to control, and we have to have a means to. We have to have a supply of children so that we can get around and indoctrinate them. Like in Greg's case, they wanted to have his young children. He had to agree that they wanted that it's all right to homosexuality is a great thing and you can touch yourself at a five-year-old or down in that age. Well, that's ludicrous. These are the driving elements behind the scenes. It is sick.
Something's got to be done because this is not normal. And I don't know. I don't know of any other country that's doing this.
Well,
Do you know of any country doing this?
No. I've heard that Australia's got some issues on this, and I'm sure that some of the other countries are not missing out on some of this because it's a great means to feed the sexual appetites of these perverts. It's a great means to funnel money. It's a great means to social engineer a country and take it down.
But you don't expect in America to happen. This is worse than this worse Gestapo. This is worse.
Yeah, I've got another person that called in here. I've got a couple. First of all, Walter, are you still there?
Who?
Walter?
No, I don't think that person Walter is there, no.
Here?
I'm Leo.
Ralph.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're on the line here. You'd called in. Go ahead. What?
They're doing it in Sudan, Africa also, and Rob Parsley, who's an evangelist, he's trying to raise money to stop it over there, but he need to be raising money to stop it right here in America.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
And the United Way is behind all this stuff too, because they're holding visitation centers, and the people that run the visitation center, they tell lies saying, well, oh, the visit didn't go good. The father was observed putting the children down, saying, bad stuff about them. And there's a tape running that's contrary to what the lady's writing, and you can't visit your children and have them talk to them by themselves. They got somebody in there writing down everything you say, and there's a tape recording, live video going, to prove that they was lying, but the judge won't review the video to see if they was lying or not. He said he just believed whatever they say.
Well, this is RICO beyond belief, and one of the things that needs to be done is these people, every one of them needs to be charged. They're criminally guilty of kidnapping and slavery.
Well, the manager of my case is observed in the court November the 26th on live video saying the attorney at Lighting for the Children asked, well, what detriment would it cause the Department of Children and Families if these children were returned home? And the supervisor said that we would lose federal tax dollars if these children are taken out of the system. And I got a live video of that, and we sent it around. I sent it already out.
Really? Well, great. Hold on a minute here. We got another call or two, but we got music coming up.
Can you send any kind of a pamphlet out without putting your name or your organization, just what you just said, all the facts? Can you send it out to me?
Yeah, hold on a minute. We'll be back. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is Ralph Cormack Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I got Greg Pound and Leo and Walter online. We had another Gus from Illinois. You have a comment or a question?
Do I?
Yes, Gus, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I think that the real problem is that we need to be on.
Turn your radio off. I hear a radio or something in the background.
Well, I can't hear nothing.
Okay, go on ahead.
Something seems to be an echo. I don't know if that's what's causing that, but Greg's Melissa, his wife, and baby Moses are out of state, and they were born in our Florida room in Newport Richey, Florida. And I had visited with Greg, and he told me about the situation that had happened. And the thing that's most amazing, he was also elected to the Board of Family Services, and then Judge Fleming kicked all those Christians out of the courtroom. Now, we're in a battle, and what it needs to be is that the church needs to be on our, we need to be on our knees, you know, crying out to the Lord and saying, hey, this is intolerable. But we got apathy and indifference, and people are so busy with their pleasures, you know, whether it's football, baseball, or whatever it is. We need to be like Nehemiah when he saw the situations happening in his city and his families, and he got down on his knees and he started to pray and earnestly. We need to cry for the conditions that are in our country today. And I just share the very first thing I do is ask people if they know the Lord Jesus Christ and let the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit work from there. A lot of these young people or people that are accused, we ought to be praying for their salvation. Plus the fact that we should get involved in the judiciary. I live in Illinois, and one of the things, there was a mayor that just died in Dundee, Illinois, and he has been involved in politics. And if you look what Jesus said, he just flipped the coin. He said, what belongs to Caesar belongs to him, and what belongs to me. I think our Lord was a politician in that sense that he said that anything that belongs to him, he was going to be in charge of. And I see that the men of this country are, you know, we've been in apathy and indifference, and we need to come out of that and say, hey, this is wrong. And if we start to get together when these homosexuals parade or whatever it is, and start to pray earnestly and even witness to them. That's what we're here for. And so that's what I want to share. And I've been a friend of Greg's for a while. And for any of those, I think of a lot of the, when I think of what's happening, it's in Eugene, Oregon. And you know, this happened over 25 years ago. And a friend of Greg's found a book that was written 25 years ago saying that the situation then was no different than it is now. Well, there's something wrong someplace, isn't there?
Well, the problem that we have today, a lot of it is just like in Hosea, our people die for a lack of knowledge. People don't know what's going on. They don't want to be interested. They're too
that's right.
Into
you're right. A lack
instant
of
gratification.
There you go. You're absolutely right.
And I tell you what, I'm into praying, but you know what? I'm into what David did. I'm into getting a sling and a stone, and I'm a get-even type of guy. You take kids, there's going to be a fight. I'm not going to just sit there and watch this happen, folks. I don't have any children, but they're children, and you don't pick on children, folks. Not in my damn country. Well, I hear the music, so you're welcome to stay tuned if you want, or if not. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.